time.
Yeah, no.
I have the army of Melech Adar. היי נגילה ונשמחה בחיי. מהו השכני אחריך נרוצה, מהו השכני אחריך נרוצה. היי 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 אני המלך הדוד, היי נגילה ונשמחה בחיי. היי מהו השני אחריך נרוצה, מהו השני אחריך נרוצה. היי היי אני המלך הדורות, היי נגילה ונשמחה בה. מהו השני אחריך נרוצה, מהו השני אחריך נרוצה. היי 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 אני המלך הדרום, נגילה ונשמחה בו. היי חבי אני המלך הדרום, נגילה ונשמחה בו.
Cummins here. Wow. What's nice to tell y'all shit is on Tuesday night.
Wow.
I feel one of them.
One.
Sexy gum. Explosion.
Ah. Sure. God. Has him here?
No, that one.
Are you on?
Yeah, nice to have. Okay, Kevin, let's go.
What is that?
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shakol Mi'evin Baruch.
Take one whiff and I have to take.
Okay, let's do it, Kevin.
This thing has been here, you know, for over 5 months.
Door, Pepsi. Okay, Kevin, let's go. Okay, what's the date today? What's the date today? November?
No, it's April.
What did you say? November?
What's the
last month?
Yeah, 2 seconds.
No, it's the fastest month ever, so 24.
So, okay, so basically, tonight is Yud Iyar. One night before the Heilige Rapshitzer's Yahrzeit. The Heilige Rapshitzer, tomorrow night. What? Yeah, it's Vadis tomorrow night for the Rapshitzer. But we have to get ready for the Rapshitzer.
Sorry.
So, tonight's a big night, my bro. Because we know there's 49 days of Count Sfiras Omer. So there's 24 on one side, 24 on the other side, and we're at night 25 tonight. Which means we're halfway through our Avodah. Coming close to the Borei Olam. Am I shutting the door?
Never done with you.
But Chavi, we're in very, very, very big days. And we're less than Mamish in a week from tomorrow night. When by Mamish Yom HaKadosh, Lag Ba'Omer, Hashanah L'Pnimiyas HaTorah, and the Heilige Zohar was revealed. Whether it's your minhag to go to Meiron or not, it's a Yom of Simcha. And just Mekasher to the Tzaddik who Mamish did everything for us.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we're coming in. You're coming with me, no? So.
Do you go to Asher Tedder? Or,
you know, it's in the Sefer, it's Danny Ellenbogen, Shlita. So, Chavra, what's going on? Meaning, what's going on? That's the question. What's Lag Ba'Omer all about? So, we'll read a little bit from Yaakov Meir Shechter Sefer. O Sefer Marim, Lag Ba'Omer. B'Sechsi Hilula de Rashbi. So, it's on page Mem of his Sefer. And the shir he gave was from Tavshin Samech, so that's 18 years ago. And the title is Otzim Godal Simcha B'Lag B'Omer. What's the Simcha B'Lag B'Omer? So we're going to read a little bit, and I think this is something that's very shaykh to all of us, especially to the Zman that we're in now, because I just remember 2 months ago, after for Pesach, the Beis Medrash was packed until 12 o'clock at night, every night. Kimat every night. And now, last night, 11 o'clock, I think there were 5 people in the Beis Medrash, and that's been the whole week. So there's something in it that most of the people here have no ruts on anymore. Why is it that when Kayitzman starts all of a sudden, the basement is just empty? What's going on here? So here we go. Ubei Rezeh. Shemir So Shereb Shimon Lohi Sarak Amira. So we know the famous Gemara in Gemara Shabbos. It says that all the tzaddikim of the time were sitting, they were sitting in Kerem B'Yavneh, and they were learning. And they all said that, oh, Asida Torah Shetishtachach Mi'Yisrael. So the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Said that we see the way the doors are going, we see in Ruch Kodesh, that's going to be forgotten. So we know that who steps up and says, the Heilige Rashbi steps up and he says, no, Kilosi Shachach Mitizaro. Is that what Yaakov Meir Shechter is saying here? It's not just that he said that, oh, they're not going to forget it. It's that Rashbi made a havtacha, made a promise that what? That on Rashbi, Torah won't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So Rav Nachman points out in the beginning of the Qumran, which we all know, if you take the last letters of Ki, Lo, Sishacha, Mipi, Zaro, that you see here, spells out something that's called Yochai. So Mipi Zaro Shal Yochai, from the Zera of Yochai, which is Shimon Bar Yochai. So Chavra, listen very careful. These are mamish, very Kaddish-dicker words. You can take a little popcorn and just put it in front of you, because it makes just a lot of noise. So, here we go. Ready, Chavra, let's do this. Dinei. L'chora, Yesh Layim Machlokes Zu Shal Chamei Rashi. We have to try to understand machlokes between Chachamim and Rashbi in this area. Why? Because the Chachamim all said what? Asida Torah Shetishtachach Mi'Yisrael. They said that what? That the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Chas Shalom, it won't be forgotten. Ubipashtos kishedibru atanai me'asid haTorah v'Yisrael v'Doros habal nacherim achreim. Right? Dibru zos. So when they said this, it wasn't like a guess that, oh, maybe the Torah is going to be forgotten or not. Right? Maybe we learned just last name means Chayim Moshe. Right? It wasn't a guess that maybe it's going to be forgotten, maybe it won't be forgotten. Right? They're saying that Dibru Zos Am Samach Ruach HaKodesh Alehem. They said this bit built on the Ruach HaKodesh. So Chayim Moshe, man, Shayim Lidor? That the Raya Shal Ruach HaKodesh Hi Hare Raya Zachal Behira. It was much clear. Right? They wasn't like saying this like guessing, like we were hypothesizing that the way it's looking is that it's going to be forgotten. They said it's for sure going to be forgotten. We see it in Ruach HaKodesh. They see it. So they ask a question. Okay, understand that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can say that won't be forgotten, but there's a difference between guessing something and saying that we see the Ruach Kodesh. We see, right? These Chachamim saw it, that the way it's going, Klal Yisrael is going to forget Torah. So how could you have machlokes in something that's in front of you that they mamish saw? So where did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai get this from to say no, it's not forgotten? Everyone hears the question, right? If something they see, how could you go against that? Right, Daniel saw in one of his nevuahs that there were going to be four galuses, and he saw that the galus of lusted level, the galus that we're in now, is going to be worse and different than mamish all. It's going to be worse than everything. Klomar, shagalus zu shona mushuna mikol galus, galus kasha umara biyoser Hashem yirachim. So it's going to be so bitter and so terrible. Kimosh anu nochachenu b'chol hashmados v'artichus v'yisurim hanoram akolim v'pratim sh'avrei Yisrael. Just look at the last 100 years of Klal Yisrael. 6 million Jews. You have to walk in the streets. I was talking last night. Every other place you go here has to be that you have to have a security guard everywhere here. Right? You have to have metal detectors at the Kotel. Right? Again, we're just used to that, but it's crazy. Right? You have to be careful walking the streets of Yerushalayim. Right? And even more so, you get off the plane in Israel, let's say. And first, you can't even open your eyes because there's billboards left and right. Right? Even when I walk to Shari Chesed for Kabbalah Shabbos, I have to walk with my head down. Because every other street corner has a billboard or something inappropriate. It's crazy. Spiritually and physically, it's a crazy gullus. Imagine someone who's in New York. Right? Imagine working in New York City. 1 second of breath in New York City is tumah. It's a crazy thing. And we know so many people, so many Jews who are there. Crazy. V'zesh yenishar adayin im Yisrael, am Yisrael. The fact that Klal Yisrael is still around. V'od nemal toras hakdoshim, that we're still learning. Each one of us here everyone here learned today. Picked up a Gemara today. Some people picked up a Zohar today. I picked up a Shulchan Aruch today. Hareza legamri lemal lemal midach teva. This is completely above teva, above the nature of the world. So now we have to get back to our question. How is Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, able to say this? Ubeeza koach zachinu lahashara bilti tviyazu. How can we live like this, lemal lemal teva, that all the odds are against us? V'koach haTorah kedusha v'atzdikim shebechol dor. U'ka'amar, shekol koach haTorah shenishar b'yadenu ad hayom hazeh. All the Torah that we're learning today. Everyone here learned today? You learned Torah today? You learned Torah? Yeah, everyone learned Torah today? So where'd you get this koach from to learn Torah? Ad hayom hazeh hu mikoach haftacha so sh'Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's only because the haftacha that Rashbi made. Sh'al yado because of him, u'bekocho tishar Torah lenetzach. That was going to be nice, because Netzach Shem Netzach tonight. Nitzchi is Klal Yisrael. Right? Because of Rashi's Havtacha, I said it's not going to be forgotten. That's why any of us have a shtick in wearing the yarmulke today. Wearing tzitzis today. Wearing tefillin. Any of us have that? Why? Because of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Klomar, Amnam Gam Rashbi Ra Kechavim, Sh'atorah Lula Ishtakech Mi'Yisrael Derech Teva. He said that what? I'll pee the Derech Teva and I'll pee what you see in Rav Kodesh? Yeah. You're right. It's going to be forgotten. B'sivas ha-galius ha-kashos ha-maros. V'lo chelek al-metzio shero gam chami. He didn't go against what the Chum said. He didn't say that you guys are wrong. El, what did he do? Hu natal al-atzmo es ha-meshima shebekocho yatzil ha-torah ay de sefer ha-zohar. He was like, what? No, it's b'schus my sefer ha-zohar. The pnimius ha-torah, the pnimius ha-adam. That's how Klal Yisrael can still remain strong. Ukefisha Rabbeinu Matas Ramas Be'etzan Pasuk Shevi Rashbi Kilosi Shachach Mipizaro Hainu Mipizaro Shalmi Shemarumas Bezeh Pasuk. Right? From the offspring, from the person who's been Rami's into this Pasuk, which is Rashbi. Kubikocho Yishanas Anavua Kashazos. Because he's the one who could change this Anavua. It's within his Koach. And that's what Rashbi did for us. And that's why anyone who's learning today, you have to give a Karstov to Rashbi. You mamash have to give a Karstov, because only Bishchus what his promised us. Now listen to this mashal, chevra. Mashal l'ma'adav adomer. What's this mashal similar to with the machlokes chacham and Rashbi? Kishomedes kivutzav shal anashim. There was one time a chevra of people standing together. V'rom eich shetinuk nofech hastral mibinyan rav komas. And all of a sudden they saw a baby fell off a 10-story tall building. Right? And mamash fell off the balcony. He was about to fall and die. Harishakulam rom eich shu ome liharig mitov risuk ebarm. He goes to say, his mamash is going to die. He's gonna break apart. V'az nana echad me'omdim sham. One of them said, "Haro es hadavar yachan kulam." Who saw it happening? It's not like he didn't. He saw that the baby was falling. U'machris shaloye kadavar zeh elatino kishalachis. He said, "No, I'm gonna save the baby. The baby's gonna be alive." And they said, "Look, he's falling from this. He's falling. It's impossible. The baby doesn't know how to grab on something. He has no shot." He put himself in danger. He ran like an arrow from a bow. To go save the baby. And what happened? He saved him. So it wasn't that he said against them that you guys are wrong, the baby's not in danger. He said, yeah, I agree with you, the baby's in danger. Kulam ro ech she api derech ateva lo yisher matirik muma. They said, what, api nature? No shot, the baby's dead. Ela shezeh shehichriz ala talaso lakach achrayis. He took responsibility. Shelo yeh kimo shekulam ro. He said that what? It's not going to be what all you guys see. It's not going to be what you guys think is going to happen. Because of me, ayide pulaso, because I'm going to endanger myself to go save him. Yinatzal yelad. Ukimosha achin kaniya, and that's what happened. Kain misparashas kan amiraso Rabbi Shimon shelotish tachtor miYisrael. So too Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai said that what that Klaisel is not going to forget the Torah. Haynu Rabbi Shimon lakach achrayis. He said, you know what? The way it's going, you guys are 1,000% right. Look at Chevra. Look at where we live today. It's nearly impossible to be it. Oh, literally impossible. So look at the taivas left and right everywhere. It's so hard. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, yeah, you know what? The odds against Klal Yisrael to have sheikhas to learn Torah is less than 1% probably. But lakach achrayis, he said, but you know what? I'm going to step up. Sheachin lo tishtach Torah Yisrael. That what? It's not going to be forgotten. Ayde sefer hazohar shlo, through his sefer hazohar. Shal yado yafgun nibegelusa berachme. Because through the sefer hazohar, like it says, that Klal Yisrael goes out of gullus with mercy. That means we have a shot. Just look how many people go to Meron. Whether it's your minhag or not your minhag, whether it's a religious Jew or not a religious Jew, it's the biggest Jewish gathering of the entire year, Dafkan Meiron Lag Bomer. Everyone might have different reasons, fine, but there's no other person that has such a big gathering. Why? Because anyone who has any shaykh to Yiddishkeit, it's because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saved us. Without the Torah, we're mamash dead. And it's because of Rashbi that he took the achrayas, that he stepped up, that we still have shaykhs to being Yidden today. So, what do we do with that? What's our avoda? Because our avoda isn't just to say, oh, you know, like a lot of people have, I'm a Kushner tzaddik and that's it, I'm good. Our avoda is to be B'nai Aliyah, like it says in Gemara Sukkah, no? Re'isi, who says this line, Chevra? Re'isi B'nai Aliyah v'heim watin. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says this. That what he says, it's not enough just to be, come to me, Meiron Lag Bomer. I want to see B'nai Aliyah, I want to see people who are growing. So Chevra, what's the avoda, practical, simple avoda we could take from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Is that the Nakuda is that you look what Rashbi did, he took achrayas. Where everyone else said, no shot. Where everyone else said, it's not the Zman now. Isn't it? It doesn't look like it's going to happen. He said, you know what? I'm going to step up. There's a concept, what? The makum she'in ish, in the place where there's no person, yishtadel yos ish. Yishtadel be that person. Step up. That's what it's about. Someone has to step up. If you look, it's very sad. I was talking to Reverend Blasky the other day about it. That's mamish. It's mamish a very sad thing. That Kaizman comes, guys were mamish on fire before Kaizman, and now, okay, it's time to chill, right? It's nice outside. I have to go sit outside. I have to go enjoy the awesome weather outside and just throw away the base medrash. Again, it's sad to see that the base medrash was mamish. Again, it's not like there's not a Kol Torah, but it's just like when 11 o'clock hits, when 10:30 hits, everyone's out. What happened? This should be the most exciting time of the year. Come to Shavuos. So I remember I heard from my friend Yermi Ginsberg. He said that Dafka is called Kaitzman. So everyone knows a little bit is that basically there's a concept called, we were talking about this before, it's going to be deep for 1 second, but we're going to bring it out very nicely. There's a concept called Naranchi. It's called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. It's that there's five basic parts to the soul. Okay? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. So that corresponds to how many letters are there in Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei? How many parts are there to that?
Yud parts.
Four. How many parts? You'd say four, right? Two. You have a Yud, a He, a Gud also, right? You're right. And you're also right. Yud, a He, a Vav, and a He. Right? But if there's Naran Chi, right? If there's Nefer Shoch Hashem Achai Nechida, where's the fifth part?
Us.
Right? So the fifth part, if you look at a Yud, for example, right? Let's look at this Yud. You see there's a little point at the top of the Yud. See? That's called the Kotso Shel Yud. That's Keser. That's Yechida. Okay? So we have five parts. We have Yud, Kei, Vav, and Kei. And you have the Kotso Shel Yud. Now let's start from bottom up. They're going to be deep for 1 second, and then I'm going to bring a nice Buddha. So the He corresponds to Nefesh, which corresponds to Maisa, to doing. Right? The Vav corresponds to Ruach, which is Dibur, which is speaking. The first He corresponds to Machshava. Right? Corresponds to the Neshama. The Yud corresponds to Chaya, which is hear her. And then the coat social yud, the coats, corresponds to Keser, which it corresponds to Ratzon. The inyan of the kotzer shel yud svarim bringing out Ben Yishchai kotzes in his kavanas for the mikvah. That what the inyan of the kotzer shel yud, what a kotz represents. Kotz represents ratzon. So what does kayit sound like? Kayit zman is a lashon of kotz. What a lashon of a time of ratzon. This is what it's about. Kayit zman is that everyone else around you are here. Oh, kayit zman, perfect. Out of the base medrash. I have to go tan today, right? I have to go to the beach today, right? I have to go get ices because it's the summer. Right, I have to just sit in shorts and a t-shirt outside. You know, it's afternoon Seder, yeah, but it's the summer. You know what Kayitzman is about? But where's your Ratzon now? It's time to ma'or that Ratzon. That's what it's about. Why? Because it's hard. Because look at every person around you. What happened? This guy was learning so strong before. All of a sudden, Kayitzman starts and boom, he's out. Because now there's time where you have to show, what's my Ratzon? What do I want? We've went through 24 days of Sfiras Omer so far. Holding by tonight's 25. Halfway through. What have we done so far? Have we prepared ourselves for Matan Torah? Do we even realize that we're counting to Matan Torah? Or is it just like it's a game? That what's our Ratzon? Do we want to be people who are in the base measures learning? I mean, no, I learn and then I chill. Learn and chill. And like, okay, whichever one. If I don't learn today, it's okay. Yeah, I get to fill out some boxes. You give me $100 and I'll learn. Fine. But what's the chever? Where's our Ratzon? That's what Kayit Zman's about. Being more a Ratzon. Awakening our Ratzon. That's why if you take the Gematria... So where do we get a Ratzon from, Chavra? It's all about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He hits us right in the middle, almost a little bit right after the Indian Sfiras Omer, and boom, also in Rashbi. Within a week, we're coming to Rashbi. Take Gematria of Lag Baomer. Lamed Gimel is 33. Baomer is 312. 312 and 33. How much do you get? Sometimes Omer is spelled with a vav, sometimes without a vav. 345. 345 is Gematria Ratzon with the kola. Gematria Moshe, and the Zohar says about Moshe, Moshe, da Ratzon. That what Lag Ba'Omer is a time of Ratzon. It's time when you're Megal that Ratzon. Ah, Nitzchias. Right? Hod Shebahod is that in here. But it's time where I step up and say, you know what? I want it. Hashem, I don't even know, but I want it. I want something. I have trouble learning something, but do I have a fire that I want to learn it? Do I have a fire that I want to be a Pnimius Nekid? Fire that I want my Shabbos to be something special. I want my davening to be something successful. I want to tap into Yiddishkeit. That's the opportunity we have now. Chevra, if we look in the Sefer, Shah Bani from Rav Kivak, he says, oh, I took the wrong one. It's okay. Shem, I love you. Gamzu Tova. So Rav Kivak says in his Sefer, on page Pei Beis, in his Sefer on Sfiras Omer, he says, what's the point of Sfiras Omer? So what's going on here? He says, the whole Metzias is Sfiras Omer. Why are people screaming? You ever realize that people are saying it out loud with Kavana? Right? Why? What's going on there? He says, you know what? Maybe a person would say, I don't have any Ratzon, so therefore, if I don't have a Ratzon, then why should I scream it? I don't feel fired up about it. He says, that's the whole point of Sfiras Omer, to get a Ratzon. You're screaming from the fact that I don't have a Ratzon, that I don't feel a Chiyas in Avodas Hashem, that I'm not fired up about it. That's why you're screaming in Sfiras Omer. That Borilam, I am a loser. I don't have anything. I want a Ratzon. So the whole Metzias of Sfiras Omer is what? To get a Ratzon. To develop a Ratzon for something. Chavre, if you don't have a Ratzon for something, you're not doing anything. Like Reb Nachman says, one of the Ikarim in all of Breslov, in all of Chassidus is what? That you have a Ratzon for it. Again, it doesn't mean you don't do things you don't have a Ratzon, but what? I do things to or a Ratzon. That Borilam, I want to serve you. I want to feel cheshek in the Boros Hashem. I want to be on fire for it. How many people just say, no, I learn, and I have a more fire to find out what's going on in the playoff games now. Okay, nothing wrong with watching highlights of the playoff games. But what am I more fired up for? For morning Seder? Or for post-morning Seder to go watch highlights? You have to think about that. Am I doing it only because I'm surrounded with this Sviva now? But if I was in college, no shot I wouldn't be doing this. Chevra, it's all about what's your Ratzon to be. What do you want? You have to think about that. What do I want? And that's all in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Is that what? He didn't have to do this. He could have just said, I know all Pnimius HaTorah. I know all the secrets. Why do I have to share it with people? Right? Why do I have to be Moser Nefesh for it? That's what Metzias is, that Rashi is Moser Nefesh for us. When everyone else said it's impossible, he said, you know what? No. I'm going to step up. I'm taking a prize for it. That the Metzias of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Metzias Lag Ba'Omer, what? It's Metzias Nefesh. It's that I'm pushing myself. Tzadikim can bring down, so it's in a lot of different Sfarim, is that Metzias and Lag Ba'Omer and Meiron Lag Ba'Omer is Mamish Lamal Menateva. All the Tzadikim who go there say everything by Meiron Lag Ba'Omer is Mamish Lamal Menateva. So the question is, When it comes to Mesiras Nefesh, if I ask you, what's Mesiras Nefesh? Right? So one might say, oh, we're holding that down Mesiras Omer. It's Rabbi Akiva. Giving up your life, mamash being killed over Shema Yisrael, Shema Kei, Shema Chad for Torah. This person might say, oh, I'm never going to get to my Madriga of Mesiras Nefesh for mamash killing myself. Right? Nachshon ben Aminadav, right? Jumping into the Yamsuf. Oh, that's Mesiras Nefesh. You know what I think Mesiras Nefesh is, the MS? I think it's going above who you think you are. That normally, I think I'm this. It's saying, you know what? Let's say I'm holding on level, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holding on level 10 billion. I'm holding on level 2. Instead of looking to level 10 billion, let me try to get to level 3. It's going a little bit above who you are. If I learn this amount of time, so now I learn this. Right? If I'm only learning English Svarim because I don't understand Hebrew, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start picking up a Hebrew Sefer, learning that 10 minutes a day that I could develop to learn the actual Ksavim of the Tzaddik. Right? If I'm not doing this, if I'm waking up at this time, maybe I'm going to try to wake up 2 minutes earlier. Just right, how many people say, you know what? I'm going to start waking up at 4, mikvah, 3 hour morning stater before davening, and like they wake up one day, like 2 minutes off, and I'll never get it. Because when you set your goals too high, that it's not possible, right? You're not going to get it. Mesiras Nefesh is going little by little. Like the concept is, by every single sefer I've seen on Sefer Omer, it says the whole Indian is what? La'at la'at. What do you think of Ifrat got la'at la'at? You know? Got it from the Chassidim. That's it, right? But no, I was talking to Rav Ify yesterday about it, that every single sefer says the whole avodah of Sfiras Omer is what? Is literally, Imre Pinchas quotes it, the Sisechen quotes it left and right, is la'at la'at. What does la'at la'at mean? Little by little, that's it. That's why if you take gematria of la'at, lamed aleph tes is what?
40.
So la'at la'at.
80
is gematria yesod. Is what the foundation for everything you do is what? Is la'at la'at. If you're skipping steps, you're not going to get there. Right, that's what Sfiras Omer is. What you don't count 1, 6, 40, unless you're Menachem Yisrael. Menachem Yisrael today was so great. We were reading a book together, and also like we got to like there's a picture of like all these people are in shul and they're davening with talis man. And I counted with him last night. He counted 8 last night. He did good. Right, helped him count last night. So I'm asking, how many talis are there? He's like 1 talis, 2, 3, 14, 16, 32, 14. I was like, yes, whatever you say goes. You're right, right? So I mean, because Menachem Yisrael holding on the dargah, he could skip all the steps. You know, he goes straight into Kodesh Kodeshim. But however, the nikud is that what do we do? Sfiras Omer avodah is what? 1, 2, 3. You build up, and that's Mesiras Nefesh, going above that. What? Yesterday I was holding my level 1. I'm holding my level 2 now. Why? Because I went and I did it. It's going a little bit above who I am. That's what it means to be lamala min teva, lamala from my personal teva. My teva is this. So you know what? Now I'm going to go like this. And little, but you keep building. That's what it's about, Chevra. So now, let's take Gematria Lag Ba'omer. So Lag is 33, and Ba'omer is Bez Ayin Vav Mem Resh is 318.
345.
Okay, so what's 33 and 318?
345.
No.
351. 351.
Sometimes Omer is spelled without a Vav, and sometimes spelled with a Vav. Right, you see left and right. Okay? So Lag Ba'omer is what? Lag Ba'omer is Gematria 351. It's Gematria exactly, Chevra. This is the matana I got tonight. Lag Ba'omer is Gematria 351, exactly. Lamala Min HaTeva. Chevra, that's the whole metzias to what's going on here. Is that it takes you above Teva. That's what Inyan Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He stepped above. You know what it said? My Teva might be this, but you know what? I'm going to step up and I'm going to save Klal Yisrael forever. Chevra, this is the days that we're coming to. How could you not be so fired up about this? Everything we have is Rashbam. Just look in your Gemara Sukkah. No one else says those Diburim except for Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Because he's the one who took the Achrayas for it. The Chizuk that Rashbi gives us is what? Is to go above, to step up. Take the Achrayas to be better. Remember, there's so many people here who are mamish falling left and right. Back into the ways before. It's your Achrayas to show them the way. Doesn't mean you have to give them the Mosfer. It means that what? You light your fire even more. Because what? How does fire work? If I take fire and you bring a match to me, what happens?
Lights
it up.
But you don't lose anything.
Fire spreads, but that's all in Teguda. Is that if I have a match and you have a match, I light your match, I don't lose anything, but you become on fire too. You ever heard of a wildfire? It spreads all over the place. That's why the whole Inyan, what's the whole Inyan of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai?
Wildfire.
Why it's the whole Inyan of Meron? Is what? Is bonfires. Is fire. Why? Because it's contagious. That's why all over Meron, you're going to see fires, fires, fires. Why? To remind you that what? When you set yourself on fire, you set everyone else on fire too. Hansi Rav Shor says, because one of the, it's actually beautiful Remez. Wow, didn't even plan to say this, but Tadar Rav Hashem. Right? He says like this. He says the whole Indian of what's one of the kavanas you have in Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenya, Shema Echad. So listen to what Tariza says. Tariza says, you have mechavin, dalad misos basedin. That you're mekabel upon yourself, skila, srefa, herig, chenik. Right? He says, mesiris nefesh. That's the kavana. Okay? So if you take, what's gematria? Wait, let me get it again. Ah, so what do we like? So that, again, so what Shema Yisrael represents, Shema Yisrael represents mesiris nefesh. Amos nefesh for Hashem. So how do you say bonfire in Hebrew? Meduras ish. Okay, what's gematria? Meduras is how much?
50.
650 is meduras. Ish is 301. So how much is that? Meduras ish is gematria? 951. Huh? No, I don't think so. Is it? Maybe. Not sure. It might be. I don't know. I haven't added it up. But yeah. So meduras ish is gematria 951. What's gematria Shema?
Isn't that Shema
Yisrael,
Shema Kenya,
Shema Chal also? No, it's 1118, is that. Shema is 410, Yisrael is 541. What's gematria Shema, Yisrael? 951. Is that what? Meduras Ish. When you see the Meduras Ish, right, Avram Shor brings down. When you see the bonfires, you know what you're supposed to be reminded? Shema Yisrael. Borel, help me be Moser Nefesh for you. Help me Moser Nefesh to push myself even more. To keep going. What realize that what when you light your fire, it's contagious, and people get on fire from that also. I'm telling you, you don't realize it because you're not going to see it. And people aren't so quickly in compliments. But I'm telling you, when people see you guys learning, they're going to fire themselves up. See that what? Oh, what Rafi's learning? The Rebbe, the Lubavitch Rebbe over here, he's learning. All right, Yaakov Moshe, what's your full Hebrew name?
Admon
Ben Yamin. Admon Ben Yamin, Shua. All right, when they see you learning Chavi, you don't realize that they're going to fire themselves up too. Rafael Eliyuhi. Right? But Chevra, we have to believe in that. We have to believe in that koach. Right? We shut the door. So it stays in. Right? And only Chevra, we have to believe in that koach. To believe
spread,
that what?
Spread.
Yeah, spreads. You know? But that's Chevra, this is a whole new kuda. Is that what we have to step up? To take that chizuk in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. To what to realize that Rashbi stepped up, so too I could step up. I just want to read you one amazing maisa about this Indian Mesiras Nefesh with the Magid of Mezrich. That basically, where is it? Ah, here. So it's a maisa like this. It's brought down Rav Zevin. Kishe Magid HaGadol mi Mezrich haya yeled ben chamishanim. When the Magid, that's the main Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, when he was 5 years old, nafla deleka beveis aviv. There was a fire in his house. V'nisar fabayis. And his whole house burnt down to the ground. Vaisa imo mitzta'eretz ma'od. His mother was very much mitzta'er of this. She was very pained over that her whole house burnt down. Amar le ayeled. So the Magid said to her mom when he was 5 years old, v'im nisraf habayis, shrikim kolal tzar? What, just because our house burnt down, you need to be so pained about it? Okay, at least we're still alive. It's just a house. Hishiva lo imo. His mother answered, chas v'shalom. Lo la bayis ni mitzta'eretz. It's not over the house that I'm so pained over. Ela aksav yuchasin shalanu shenisraf. Rather, our family tree. Gam hu b'soch habayis. Ilan Yichus Lano Oler Ad Rabbi Yochanan Samner. I think he's one of the Tanaim, right? He says our Yichus is traced all the way back to Rabbi Yochanan Samner, right? He says that she says that's the worst part of all is that what we lost our Yichus, we lost that we're not going to know who how chashiv we are, who we came from. Listen to the Magid of Mezrich, who's responsible for all Chassidus, the main Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish. Listen to how he answered. Imkain, he's 5 years old. Imkain Heishiva Yeled. If that's so, that we lost all our Yichus. Yaschil hayichus mimeni. Then the yichus is going to start from me. I'll start it. And that's everything we have today. In Chassidus, comes because of the Magid. Chavad, this is the Nekuda. To realize that what? That how many, unfortunately, how many people do we know of our relatives, of people around us, who aren't going b'derech Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Who aren't going b'derech Torah, b'derech Pnimius? You have to stop and say, you know what? V'makum shein ish, ishtada liyos ish. How many of our friends from high school that what aren't learning at all, aren't even Shomer Shabbos anymore? Chavad, this is the Nekuda, and this is the Nekuda from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What? Hishtad Elios Ish. That's what we say in the Nigunim, in Bar Yochai Nigunim. Mamash, you have to read these Nigunim, they're so sweet. Ish Elokim Kadosh Hu. Listen to what it says about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Ish Elohim Kadosh Hu. The godly person is Kadosh. Ashrei Ayin Rasu. Praiseworthy the eye that saw him. Everything about him. Everything we have from Moshe Rechai, Mamish, is because he was Moshe Nevesh for us. Just look at the whole Nigin, it's so gishmak. You had the call, Nistaro Shom Avtalumos, but the last part, you know what it says? Toraso Magin Lanu. That the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Rechai, that's our shield. It shields us today. He Me'iras Einainu. What? It lights up our eyes. Hu Yam Litztov Ba'adenu. He's the one who's our Me'litztov for us. Because he's the one who believes in us. That's what it is. The biggest thing you need is that someone who believes in you. Right? And that's Rabbi Shimon Rechai. He says, what? It's not going to be forgotten. That he believed that what? His Avtacha believed that what? I believe in you guys also. Chevron, that's everything we have here. That we have to realize, we have to mamish believe in ourselves also. Tzarek la'amin ba'atzuch, you have to believe in yourself. Believe that what? That I could be an ish. So b'siyat ha'shmaya, b'schus Rav Shem Rechai, we should enter into the Kodesh Kedashim with Rav Shem Rechai, like it says, Baruch Chai b'Kodesh HaKedashim, Kav Yorach b'chad HaKedashim, but how does it end? Sheva Shabbaso Sod Chamishim. That what? It's the Sheva Shabbaso, 7 weeks to 50, and that's what we have to do, Chevra. So it's b'zdochim b'kasher, b'zdochim b'in meiron, to be at the Simcha Rav Shem Rechai, b'siyat ha'shmaya.